Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi, Maseches Challah, Daf Aleph, the very first daf of the Masechta. Just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's daf in the Masechta and all of Yerushalmi has been sponsored by the Ilui Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah, Basab Yaakov Moshe, and because all the Torah being learned in her honor, her neshama should have a tremendous aliyah, and we should be zechet to vetziyim mishpat yipada with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mherev yomenu. Now we're going to suffice with a very short introduction to this Masechta. We know that a portion of dough needs to be separated, and this is called challah. And although we're not going to go into most details here, one thing important to note is that in the pasuk, challah is called truma, and it bears similarities to truma in as much as it's given to a kayin. A non-kayin who eats it is chayav misa. There's an isra to be metame it or eat it in a state of tumah, and similar to truma, it doesn't have a specific shear listed in the Torah. So with that, we begin. The Mishnah tells us chamisha dvarim chayav in mechallah. There are five different things that are chayav in challah. Namely, if a dough is made out of one of these things, it has a chiv of challah. Hachitim vasa'irin, wheat and barley, vakusmin v'shibas shuah v'hashifin, spelt oats and rye, hare. A dough made out of one of these grains is chayav in challah. Furthermore, mitzarf and zamzet, they're mitzarf with each other. If we have a dough that's partially made out of this and partially made out of that, as long as together they combine to be the shear of challah, then it's chayav in challah. Now, another thing about these five grains, vasurin b'chadash milfnei pesach, they have the isra of chadash before pesach. We know that one is not allowed to eat from new grain before pesach. We have to wait for the carbon omer to be brought. And when we look at milfnei omer, these grains are not allowed to even be cut down before the carbon omer. V'mishrishu kadam la'omer, if they took root in the ground before the carbon omer, so once the omer is brought, they're mutter, even though they're not fully grown, vimla. But if not, if they didn't take root before the carbon omer was brought, asurin ad sheyavei ha'omer haba, so they're asur to be eaten until the next carbon omer is brought the next year. So Gemara tells us chamisha dvarim chayav mechala v'chulu. How do we know that there's a chiv of chala? This is a very key pasuk. This is where chala is based off of. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'haya b'chachem ilecha ma'aretz terimu truma la'Hashem. It will be when you eat from the bread of the land, you shall take a truma off for Hashem. And this is the pasuk that tells us you have to eat challah. Now, Yachol, you might think, based off this pasuk, you call out dvarim chayav mechallah, that when a dough is made out of anything, even if it's not made out of the five grains, it can be made out of rice or millet or bean flour or something like that. Maybe it should be chayav in challah, because all these things technically are called lechem. If you have rice bread, it would be called rice bread, so we have the term bread there. Maybe it's chayav in challah. Therefore, Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, mi lechem, when you eat from the bread of the land. And that tells us, v'lay kol lechem, not all bread is chayav in challah. As the Gemara, im mi lechem, v'lay kol lechem, if you're going to tell me that we focus on this letter mem from the lechem and not all lechem is included in this, so maybe I should only include wheat and barley because those are the main things that are called bread. How do we know to include spelt oats and rye? Maybe bread made out of these things is not chayv in challah. And so to that we answer, the pasuk says reishis arisay seichem riba. This pasuk tells us the first of your doughs. The lashon arisay seichem is plural, which means doughs, and that's an inclusion, a riboy, meaning other doughs as well are included, not just chitim usa'irim. Ask the Gemara, v'riba hakol. So why not include everything? Once we're including something more than chitim and sa'irim, so include other things as well, even beyond spelt oats and rye. And the answer to that is tamo loimar, milechem. These two words are added into the girsa. The pasuk tells us milechem, and so we once again have this miut of only some breads, so we have a limitation on one hand, and an inclusion on the other hand, so it must be that we're including other types of grains, but we're limiting other things. Therefore we say that the grains that are being included are the other three of the chameshas minim of the principal grains, and the types that are being excluded are things that are not the five grains. And Rabbi Isi says b'shem Rabbi Shimon, Tani Rabbi Shmuel Kain. Rabbi Shmuel teaches what we just said as well. Now Rabbi Yonah quotes Rabbi Zeiro, who quotes Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who said b'shem Rabbi Shmuel that Amar Rav Manah, Rav Manah said Azos Kesarin, I went to Kesaria v'shamas, and I heard that Rav Achva, Rabbi Zeiro, v'Abba Hava Amar Le b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. They said it's the name Rabbi Shmuel that Omer Nemar Lechem Pesach u'Nemar Lechem Bechala. It says the word Lechem in regards to the bread, meaning the matzah that we eat on Pesach, and it says the word lechem in regards to the chiv of separating challah. What do we learn from here? Ma lechem shenar Pesach, just like the bread that's said in regards to Pesach, davar shu bali de matzah v'chametz, the only things you can make matzah out of are minim that can become both matzah and chametz, meaning they leaven properly, they'll rise properly into a regular dough, af lechem shenar b'challah, so to the lechem that was said in regards to the chiv of challah, davar shu bali de matzah v'chametz, that's only something that can be made into matzah and could become chametz properly, and Batku Matsu, they checked and found that the only thing that could be made into matzah and chametz properly is a five minim, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. And Ushar called Dvarm all these other things, they can't be made into matzah and chametz equally, they'll only come to sirchon, which means if you try to be machmetz them, you try to leaven them, maybe put some yeast in and turn into a proper dough, it will not become that. It'll become sirchon, it will spoil and get ruined. And since these other things cannot become chametz properly, if one would make a the dough out of them, they are not chayav in challah, only the chameshas minim. Now, Tani Amar Yechem Nuri, Yechem Nuri taught, karmis chayavis b'challah. Karmis, which is some sort of legum, it's a kitnis, if a dough is made out of it, it's chayav in challah. And Rabbi Yechem Nuri Amar, he explains, ba hilidei matzah v'chametz. It does come to the state of both matzah and chametz. Whereas Rabban Norman, they say, ein ba hilidei matzah v'chametz, it doesn't come to the state of matzah and chametz. Ask the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Viv dekua, go check it out. If it's machlokes and metzias, so go grab some of this karmis, make a dough out of it, and see if it's going to rise properly. The answer is, al ikabidi kusayim chalkin. They're arguing in regards to when it was checked out, what actually happened. Rabbi Yechem Nuri Amar, he says, badkua matzua shi ba hilidei matzah v'chametz. They did check out this karmis, and they found that it did rise completely properly, and therefore was able to be turned into matzah and chametz respectively. Whereas Rabban Amar and Rabbanan say, badkua v'loi matzua isa shi ba hilidei matzah v'chametz. They checked it out, and they found that it didn't reach the state of matzah and chametz properly. Namely, when they tried to get it to rise into a proper dough, it didn't rise fully. Maybe somewhat, but not 100% properly, and that's why if a dough is made out of this karmis, according to the Rabbanon, it's not chayv and challah. Now, we have a similar din of something not rising properly. It doesn't become chametz like regular. Taman Tarnin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, tapuach shariskai v'nasa l'seich isa, an apple of truma, which was crushed and was put into a regular chulin dough, mechimitza, and it was machmetzit, it made it rise. Harizu asura, this dough is asur for non-kaihanim, because now it takes on a din of truma. And even though usually we say bittel b'roiv, since there's more heter than isser, the isser is bottle, here we do not say this, because since it's a machmetz, it's something which is a leavening agent, it's not going to be bottle. However, Tani Rabbi Yossi Amir Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says that it's mutter, and this dough is allowed to be eaten by a non-kain. Nor of Acha quotes Rabbi Vo, who says, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, ma pligin, what's machlekes over here? B'mechametz b'meimav. That's only when he caused the dough to rise with the juice of the apple, meaning he crushed the apple, put its juice inside the dough, and that's what the leavening agent was. Avol b'mechametz b'gufay. But if he caused the dough to rise with the guf of the apple, which means he put the apple near the dough and the aroma of the apple permeated it, causing it to rise because of that, divrei hakol mutter, everyone agrees that it's mutter because there's no actual real truma in here, it's just reach, it's just the aroma of the truma, so even the chum would agree that this dough would be permitted. And Rabbi Yossi Kedai to Rabbi Yossi Ilse Shitasai, Duamar L'taman, Ain't Tav Shilei Tav Shel Barer, he says over there in regards to Hilchas Shabbos that it's not considered 100% cooking. This is referring to something that was already removed from a fire, even though if an egg is placed near it, it will get cooked, it's not considered a Tav Shel Barer, a real true 100% cooking, and therefore Rabbi Yossi doesn't aser it. And Mechenu Amaracha, he says the same thing over here. In Chimutzei Chimutz Barer, even though when the crushed apple itself was placed inside the dough, it did rise, it's still not considered 100% rising. It's not like it's a real proper dough, a real proper bread, and that's why even in such a case, Rabbi Yossi allows a non-kain to eat it, so we see Rabbi Yossi is Lashitasai. And continue to discuss this. Ukamadat Amar, just like you say, Ein Lecha Ba Hilidei Matzah V'Chametz El Chamesh Saminim Belvad, that the only thing that could reach real matzah and chametz is the five minim, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, udechavasa. Similarly, in lecha megarim kulon el chitim sa'irim belvad. The only thing that's able to drag the other ones along is chitim and sa'irim. What does this mean? So we're really going to focus on this in the third parak, but the general idea is that if we have wheat or barley and other things mixed into it, those things will be dragged along, so to speak, by the wheat and barley, and they will be turned into a proper dough, and therefore everything's going to be chayav and challah. That's this concept of being megarer, something being dragged along. However, based on what Alpha on the top, Reb Hilo says, B'shem Reb Shem Elakesh, Loi Shaninu Ela Ha'isa Isa Min Achitu Min Ha'irez. This is only taught in regards to a dough that was made with a combination of wheat flour and rice flour, Ve'inu Nigger Ela Im Achitim Belvad, and the rice flour is only dragged along with the wheat flour in order to be able to come a proper dough, and it's not all other things with wheat and barley, just wheat and rice flour. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Din regarding Challah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.